The Fed speaks and the world reacts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. You know, there was a big press conference yesterday that had nothing to do with President Obama's birth certificate. And while it may have been dull to a general audience, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's Q&A session is getting strong reaction around the globe. Stocks are up, so is gold, and the dollar is taking a dive. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
If there's one message that markets have drawn from Bernanke's remarks, it's that easy money is here for a while longer. That's helped share prices hit fresh highs. The FTSE All World Index jumped almost 1%. Commodities are also up across the board. Gold has reached a new record of $1,532 an ounce. That, more than anything, reflects a further downward lurch in the US dollar. Steve Barrow is a currency strategist with Standard Bank.
US interest rates are still very low relative to much of the rest of the world. And Bernanke just confirmed that those low rates are here to stay for a while longer, and that's put more pressure on the dollar.
Barrow says the currency markets now believe the Fed will not begin to push up interest rates until next year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Global investors sure are happy about the Fed's decision to keep interest rates low for the foreseeable future. Stocks up this morning across Europe and Asia. Tokyo up more than 1.5%. Chrysler is set to announce today that it has a plan to pay back more than $5 billion to the U.S. government and more than $1 billion to the Canadian government. It wants to do that as soon as next month by selling bonds to investors. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped another 95 points to close at 12,690. Well, there is more severe weather in the forecast today for parts of the country after yesterday's violent storms in the southeast. At least 85 people were killed, more than 60 in Alabama alone, after tornadoes tore through populated areas, including Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and Birmingham. My Marketplace Morning Report co-host Steve Chiatakis was in Birmingham during the storms, and he joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So first, tell us what it was like with all of these tornadoes just racing and ripping through the state of Alabama.
It was hard keeping up, to be honest with you. I can tell you I was with my parents and concerned about them as well. But so we had tornado sirens going off. We had, trying to get in the basement to make sure that we were safe. So you were keeping up with one tornado warning after the other. There were as many as a dozen going on at one time. Mm. So, high winds outside and hail and all of that. You're just concerned about your safety.
And, Steve, as officials look across the state now and try to figure out just how much was damaged, are there any estimates?
We don't have any estimates, any official estimates, but I can tell you just by the loss of businesses, we've got, like, restaurants that were bulldozed. One famous barbecue place in Tuscaloosa was taken out. A mall, part of the shopping mall, was also destroyed. So you've got all kinds of things like that. So it's got to be in the tens, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars.
Marketplace's Steve Chiatakis with us from Birmingham. Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com.
If you're planning on heading to the movie theater this weekend, you'll pay about 5% more on average than you did last year for the ticket. The average price around the country is now more than $8, according to the National Association of Theater Owners. And LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus thinks that is wrong. He joins us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So you've got a problem with the ticket prices that we're paying. What's the problem?
Well, let's not say it's a problem with the ticket prices per se. I've got a problem with the movies that are being released. Most of them just aren't very good. But I still love going to the movies.
Yep.
So the question here is it possible to price tickets in a way that is reflective of demand for the film? And this isn't a breakthrough idea because Ticketmaster has just announced they're going to do this with concerts and sporting events, whereby the demand for the tickets is going to adjudicate how much they're going to cost. So a Lady Gaga ticket, lots. The Osmond Brothers reunion tour, not so much.
Wouldn't pay so much. Is there any chance of something like that happening with movie tickets?
Well, you know, it could be. I mean, look at the economics of this right now. Many tickets, at least here in Southern California, can cost over $10.
Sure.
Nationwide average, about $8. A family of four drops about $60 when they go to the movies. That's a big chunk of change, especially at a time when everyone's got a widescreen TV and a Netflix subscription.
Right.
So it kind of changes the economics of it. So why not price movie tickets according to the demand?
Well, isn't there a possibility, if that were to happen, that we would end up paying more than the $10 that we pay now for a movie?
Yes, indeed. And that's a good thing because it's an incentive for the movie studios to put out good quality fare. For example, would I have paid, say, $20 a ticket to go see Avatar in 3D? You betcha. I thought that was a terrific cinematic experience. The other day, though, I saw Sex and the City 2 on HBO. I feel terrible for anybody who saw that stinker at movie theater for top dollar.
You wouldn't have paid $20 for that one.
Not a chance. But had it been priced at $6, $7 because of lower demand for these tickets, yeah, maybe I would have gone to see it the big screen.
Well, we'll see if your perfect world for movie tickets comes true. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Finally, the University of Nebraska in Lincoln has a new pricing idea, too. According to the Omaha World Herald, the school's chancellor is set to unveil a plan tomorrow that would make tuition for an engineering student significantly higher than tuition for an English major. The theory is engineers will make a lot more money than writers and English teachers after they graduate, which is probably true. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. On Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A lot of American universities are expanding their brands into the Middle East, the Persian Gulf in particular. It's about as cost-effective as you can get.
The Gulf countries offer essentially a free ride.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Gulf states give the phrase tuition assistance a whole new meaning. We'll have the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.